Disability Services Division, item number 5.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend and retroactively increase the 2013 Disability Services Division Purchase of Service Contracts and extend and increase 2014 Purchase of Service Contracts for birth to 3 agencies. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Supervisor Mail.
Move approval.
I have a motion for approval. Welcome, Director Lyde, Director Cologne. Do you want to just give us a brief highlights here?
Sure. Some of you may or may not remember, at the December board cycle, we allocated only 6 months worth of funding to our birth to three agencies for a couple of reasons. One, we had just completed a really comprehensive review of their financial program as well as their regular programs, and to try to make sure that we were comparing apples to apples and that the units that they were reporting were consistent across all programs, that the way in which they were reporting additional grant money and fundraising activities was consistent. And so when we made that allocation in December, we really did not have a full year's worth of reporting as a result of a new reporting system we had, and we wanted to make sure that that new reporting requirement we had was really capturing all of the data, and that when we got ready to make the allocation for 2014, it was consistent. We also, in 2013, had one of our birth to three agencies discontinue working with us, which was Next Door Foundation. And so we had to redistribute a number of the cases that they previously had in 2013, and we also had to account for those costs to those agencies who really picked up that work. So this is really a reallocation of the new money that we had had appropriated in the 2013 budget based on a new methodology for 2013. And then also we're allocating the dollars for the balance of the 6 months, which also includes the base of the $150,000 for 2014. And I must say that the Birth to Three program is one of our gem programs. It's a program that serves and supports children without regard to income, and also we do not maintain a waiting list. We have some great partners that work with us, and we're really glad in the last budget we were able to identify an additional $150,000 that is certainly well used. We can document that they have exceeded, in most cases, their budget in terms of services provided as well as expenses. We have a very sound program and fiscal methodology as we move forth, and we're just really, you know, proud to be administering this program and have a good partnership with the agencies that provide the service.
Thank you very much. All right, does anyone have any comments, questions, concerns for Director Lyde? Seeing none, Supervisor Semper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are any of the organizations here today?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, okay.
Thank you all very much for being here and for the great service that you provide from Milwaukee County. We're appreciative.
Which organizations are those?
I'm Jerry Cohen with St. Francis Holding Center.
Okay.
Sarah Davis with Vision Forward.
Okay.
Chris Holmes with Penfield Children's Center.
Okay.
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 I can't see you. Can
you
stand
up? You want to stand up? Supervisors can't see you. They want to see your smiling faces.
What about Easter, right. Easter Seals here? Representative of Easter Seals? Okay.
And
Lutheran Social Services? Okay.
This
thank you,
it?
Guys.
All right, thank you. All right. I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Seeing no further comments or questions from committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that motion.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption is approved.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.